It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM, a program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host of Talk of the Town.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. I am your host, Kim Saichi, and with me is Becky Rose, who is the Director of Volunteer Services at Baxter Regional Medical Center, correct?
Yes. Thanks, Kim. Excited to be here.
It's so good to see you again. It's been a long time since we've chatted. I don't know how you keep everything as straight as you do over at BRMC. I know you have a lot of volunteers. How many volunteers do you have?
We have about 500 volunteers, and we average monthly about 300 who are active in a month's time. But it takes a lot of volunteers to do the work that we're doing.
It does. From the minute you park in the parking lot, as we know, they've got a valet service, which is always wonderful. I love everybody who does the driving. They all have such great personalities, first of all. So you get that. That's the first thing you get. And then, of course, you've got the folks that are working at the information center right there as you walk in, and you've got the folks that come in the rooms and help, the folks that work at the gift shop, the folks that there are people that go out and get newspapers for you. I mean, they do everything.
Yeah, we've got a lot of behind the scene folks as well as those who are right up front.
Right, you got people that do filing,
exactly, help at the four education community houses, help at our bargain box, the one in Mountain Home, and then we have one in Flippin. You already mentioned the gift shop, the Pinkadilly gift shop, and then we have volunteers to help in food services. We've got a place for a volunteer just about everywhere. So,
yeah, you do, don't you?
And you know, we are blessed to have the volunteer team that we have at BRMC and in this community, and that's our goal, is to help folks find some purpose and passion in life, whatever that season might be, and get you engaged in the community. And Baxter Regional has a lot of opportunities for that.
It certainly does. And you guys are always looking for new volunteers. I know that, because as our population ages, and we do live in an area where we do have a lot of retired folks, and as they age, well, they might not be able to do as much volunteering as they once did. So we always need to renew that pot.
Right.
That we can draw from.
Your season of life changes. So we want to, you know, we want to meet you wherever you're at, because we have a lot of opportunities. You know, our bargain box is available here and also in Flippin. And those folks, you know, you don't have patient contacts. And some people are not comfortable coming into a hospital setting, but you still want to help your hospital. And we've got those opportunities for you to help at the thrift shops. They have a lot of fun there. They work hard, but we need volunteers to help keep those running, because that's a major fundraiser for the auxiliary, between the gift shop, where we need volunteers, and the thrift shops, and the monthly fundraisers that the volunteers hold at the hospital. Our volunteers gave back to the hospital over $461,000 last year.
It's amazing.
For special services and equipment needs, anywhere from the shuttles that you see running, to equipment such as wheelchairs and beds, to renovations. The volunteers are there working those shops and those sales, and that's how we're able to raise that money. So we need help doing that.
Absolutely. And you had said, again, for those folks that may not want to have a lot of contact with people, they do have behind the scenes, like you said, the filing, for instance. I can't even imagine what a daunting job that is.
Well, we don't have as much filing as we used to.
Because of the computer system.
Right, right. But we still have volunteers that we need help with, maybe reception work, behind the scenes, like at the Pinkadilly, you know, helping with some data entry, maybe in our gift shop, and maybe at the houses that, you know, they need help with when they're going to have an event, you know, as far as getting things ready, getting goodie bags together, taking the reservations, that type of, you know, work is needed to be done. It's good work and it's fun work, and we need it to be done. So we count on our volunteers to help us there. So
I'm such a huge fan of the houses. Anybody who's ever heard the show or who knows me at all knows what a huge fan of the houses I am. And they are always in need of volunteers out there.
Absolutely. We have, you know, we have a process in place for you to volunteer. You can go online to baxterregional.org and follow the volunteer link on there to and turn in an online application, or we have paper applications still, because some folks are still not comfortable with a computer.
Sure.
And so we do have paper applications. Just call our office at 508-1064, and we will send you an application, a paper application.
Oh, that makes it easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. We do, of course, an interview. We have to have reference checks, and we do a background check.
Sure.
And then we call you in for an interview, and we talk about what your passions are, what you would like to do, and then see if we can't find that right fit for you.
It's absolutely wonderful, the work that you do. I've had family members that have worked with you. And I just have to say, Becky, I've heard so many people sing your praises as to what a wonderful job you do out there getting these folks in their proper place where we're happy to be doing that volunteer work.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's my goal, is to help them find that purpose and passion. And I also want to share with you some of the programs that the Auxiliary have going on right now. Mm-hmm. And their state projects that we participate with the Arkansas Hospital Auxiliary Association, and you can get information at the hospital, and we can share that with you if you want more information. One of the projects we have going on is Alzheimer's, and we partner with the Betsy Broyle Foundation. Her father, Coach Broyles, his wife, her mother had Alzheimer's, and so they developed a handbook for patients who are Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Or the caregivers for those folks. And you can get one of those books at the Muruck Family Education Center on Aging. So it's a really great tool for those who are caregivers for Alzheimer's patients.
We all know how difficult that is. That job is incredibly difficult.
And the Muruck House is here to support folks through that journey.
Absolutely. We just talked to Diane last week about that. And of course, I try to have someone from the houses in each month as well, because to me, they're one of the gems in the crown that is Mountain Home, in this wonderful place that we live.
Absolutely. I like the word you said, gems. They are. They're a wealth of information over there.
Absolutely.
And so we want to be there to support them as well. And then we have something called HELP, which is Helmet Emergency Labeling Program.
Mm.
And, you know, now's the time the kids are getting out riding bicycles and their skateboards and anything where you should be wearing a helmet to protect your head, especially your child's head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little label that you can put on the helmet. And should they become injured, first it warns people not to take the helmet off, to make sure that it's just emergency personnel takes that helmet off. And then there's information, contact information, if they're unable to communicate about that person wearing the helmet.
Marvelous.
So it's a really
idea.
Great, yeah, really great tool for folks. And it's free. We have it at the Baxter Regional Medical Center and the Volunteer Services Office. And then the last program that we like to also, it's more of an awareness program that we have, is called Look Before You Lock. And especially during this time of the year when cars get hotter, we don't want people to leave their child in a hot car and then have that tragedy of a death.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to bring awareness to that, and not only children, but pets. So that's really important. Bring that awareness. Look before you lock. Sometimes you don't think about things. Your life is busy these days, and nobody wants to have that tragedy of someone dying in a hot car.
Yeah, it is always it makes your heart sick to hear those stories in the summer.
Absolutely.
Becky, I thank you so much. And folks can always go to Baxter Regional's website to see what kind of, you guys have sales up in the Lagerborg dining room. You've got lots of things that you plan throughout the year to help raise money. And I know I've been to a couple of those sales. They're wonderful. Tell folks how they can log on and find out more.
Just go to the Baxter Regional website, baxterregional.org, and follow the volunteer links. It tells you what sales we've got coming up, or you can call our office. We actually have a sale coming up June the 20th and 21st. It's called Collective Goods, which used to be Books Are Fun. So they have books, they have games, they've got a lot of gift items. So it's a wonderful fundraiser for the Auxiliary, but you get some really great gifts as well.
That's a great idea to do that early Christmas shopping.
Yes.
I like doing mine early.
Yes. And so on the website, you can also find what sales we've got coming up throughout the year, or call our office, 508-1064.
Becky Rose, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk to us on Talk of the Town. That is going to do it for us today. That wraps it up. Y'all be good out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. If you or your organization has an event coming up of public interest, Or if you know someone we can highlight on the show, call to schedule an interview at 870-425-3101.